tell you what, that is remarkable. That is just remarkable. Everybody here has chills. That, wow. I didn't expect it to be that good. That is excellent.
How did that happen?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hey, Barry, are you there?
I'm listening to you talking about it. I'm glad you're saying good things about it.
Wow. Wow.
Really good.
Hey, real quick, I'll tell you a little story here before we get rolling on this the CD. See if you remember this. I don't know if you will or not. When Mandy first came out, there was a radio station in Baltimore, and there's a guy there who was the program director, and he was the first guy to add Mandy to the playlist. And for that, this guy got a nice gold record from the record company. And you and this guy were kind of acquaintances at the time because of this. And this guy came to a bunch of your shows.
Jerry, I kind of remember you. You know that?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I do. I kind of remember.
Oh, my God.
This whole story. I remember this whole story. And
yes.
I mean, you know, you've got a very, you know, distinctive name, Jerry St. James. I really do remember.
Wow.
I am freaking out right now. I remember I came to your concert at the Cellar Door in D.C., and then you
God, the Cellar Door. Yeah, hated that place.
I know. It was just it was an armpit, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We got there, the Cellar Door, and they didn't have a piano. We had to cancel the first night because they used to have to supply us with the piano. They didn't know I played piano.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I am stunned that you remember and that you remember my name. Wow, what a nice guy. Well, how you been? Have you been working?
Yeah, I've been working a little. You know, mother, father working. That's nice.
Hey, this new CD, Barry Manilow, My Dream Duets, I was looking at the liner notes, and it says here, making this unique album has been one of the most exciting and challenging projects. When I came up with the idea of singing duets with legendary artists who are no longer with us, I knew it would be difficult. Boy, that was an understatement. So
yeah,
tell us about that.
It's true. I mean, you know, everybody's making duets albums, and I thought, how do I make mine different than everybody else's? Like, you know, this idea of singing with these legends like Whitney, like Judy Garland, like Louis Armstrong, like Andy Williams. This, you know, these people happened, other than Whitney, these people happened way before I started making records. And I thought, you know, wouldn't that be a thrill? It didn't seem possible, but there is this company that can take these old records and remove the orchestra from the record, and they left me with the vocals by themselves, and I was able to plug it into my Pro Tools software, and I was able to redo the background orchestra, redo the arrangements. I put key changes in where they never were. I put endings in where they never were. I had the greatest time singing with these legends, singing with Judy in my headset, with Louis Armstrong in my headset, with Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow.
I thought, man, are they standing next to me or what? And it was a thrill to do this, and it took a lot of people to pull this whole thing together, but it's really quite an album.
How long did it take you to, let's see, we got 4, 8, 11 cuts. How long did it take you to do this?
Well, usually an album of 11 cuts takes about 2 months. This took about four and a half months, 5 months to actually. Well, you know, we had to wait for the company to take all the orchestrations off, and even the vocals that they gave us sounded like a little teeny AM radio. Then they had to go and, you know, make it sound like a proper sounding vocal. And if you listen to this, it sounds like we're singing together yesterday. It's really a miracle, this album.
Yeah, it really is. That we just played that cut with Whitney Houston, and it was just stunning when we heard this. It sounded like she was standing right next to you.
Right.
In the studio.
You know, and Whitney, that was a complicated one for me because she sings so different than what I sing like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she drops the church in as the song builds, and I thought, what am I going to do when it builds like that? But I figured out a way to do it as the song builds, and it's really a wonderful cut, and it's just such an honor to sing with these people. Really, you hear Judy's voice, you say, what do you want? You know, where am I going to sing with her? Just let her keep singing. You know, but I somehow figured out a way of making them into good-sounding duets and letting the audience hear why they were legends.
Wow. Well, it's really great. 11 artists on here. And when you were putting this together, let me ask you, did you ever listen to my audition tape?
You know, you're taking it one step too far now.
Never considered me at all. Well, I'm still here, so I wouldn't fit on the album.
All right.
Well, we're going to, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're really busy, but we have a montage, a little montage we put together for our listeners to hear, and we're going to play that. Are you ever coming to town here to San Diego?
I'm thinking of going back on the road. I've been off the road for a while, but, you know, as I begin to perform this stuff on various TV shows, and it's really exciting to do what I do in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting the feeling back. I'm trying to get the feeling again, and I might go back out next year.
Well, if you come to San Diego, we'll book you into a place that doesn't have a piano. and we'll have a good time again.
Memories.
Yeah,
bring back
really.
Rotten memories, right?
Yeah. So how do we get all these songs?
How do you get them? You mean nobody has sent you the album yet?
No, I got it right here. Oh. But to buy these, should we go to iTunes? Should we get on Amazon, get the CD?
How everybody else sells records these days, don't ask me. I think it's Amazon and iTunes.
Okay.
And then you go on my website, and I'm sure there's a way of just going and getting it right away.
Terrific. Hey, this was really a thrill to talk to you again after all these years.
It really is, Jerry. And, you know, thank you for all the work you did on starting my career off all those years ago. Really, thank you so much for that.
And all these years, not a Christmas card, not a birthday card, nothing. Nothing. All you owe to me, and really, nothing. Not a note in the mail. Nothing. Nothing.
Maybe we'll change that.
All right, cool. All right, well, listen, best of luck as always. You're just a joy to have on the radio. We know you don't do a lot of these interviews, and it was really nice to have you on. And this thing is going to be huge. It's a remarkable accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.